As Pepco executives looked on, the D.C. Council's Committee on Public Services and Consumer Affairs voted 3-2 last week to reject the long-stalled nomination of consumer advocate Elizabeth Betty Noel to the Public Service Commission, the three-member body which oversees the district's utility companies. Just prior to the vote, Ward 3 Councilmember Mary Che asked, "What's really behind this objection to Betty Noel?"
What's behind this objection to Betty Noel? You know, you can say, oh, you know, her performance at the hearing, I thought she should have been more deferential or meek. You can say there'll be these cases where she has to recuse herself. What's really behind this is Pepco. Pepco wants another puppet on the commission. The current commission is captured by Pepco. They want someone who's compliant and weak. They want puppy dogs. You compare our current commission to, let's say, even Montgomery County with what they do, they should be ashamed. Betty Noel is nobody's puppet, and Pepco knows it. And that's what's behind all of this.
Joining Mary Che in support of Betty Noel's nomination was Ward 1 Councilmember Jim Graham, while the three votes opposed included Ward 7 Councilmember and Committee Chair Yvette Alexander, Ward 4 Councilmember Muriel Bowser, and at-large Councilmember Phil Mendelson, whose comments we now turn to, followed by his colleagues.
I would like to speak.
Councilmember Mendelson.
I think it's important that I explain the reasons for my vote today, and that's why I would like to speak on this. This has been one of the more uncomfortable issues that I've had to vote on, not that there haven't been some others. And the reason why this is an uncomfortable issue for me, this vote today, is because I do have a very high regard for Betty Noel and her consumer advocacy. I will not, however, be voting for this print. At the time that, and I'm going to offer several reasons. First, at the time that the nomination came down, my initial reaction was that it was a mistake. I've known Betty Noel as the People's Counsel, actually, since before I was elected to the council. I worked with her when I was on the council and had oversight over the Office of the People's Counsel as well as the Public Service Commission. I have always thought that she is very knowledgeable, very expert in the area of utility regulation, that she's very sincere and committed to that which is in the best interest of consumers. I have always thought that she has been an advocate, an excellent advocate. In fact, she's been labeled, I watched the hearing, last night I watched the hearing, and Mr. Graham referred to her as a firebrand, and that's what she is, and that's what she was when I had oversight over the Office of the People's Counsel. One of the things she said at the hearing is that a member of the Public Service Commission should be balanced and fair, and who looks to meeting the needs of consumers and stockholders alike. And I took note of her saying that because I just don't think she can do that. The overall issue for me that troubles me is judicial temperament. And I mentioned that to some folks. There were about 14 folks who met with me the other day and urged that I support her confirmation. And one person said that this really is minutia, if I understood correctly, this idea of judicial temperament. But I think it's so fundamental. I'm going to give a little bit of history. When I chaired the Oversight Committee, as much as I liked Betty Noel's advocacy, and if I remember correctly, I put through her reappointment at least once, if not twice, because I thought she was good as a consumer advocate. But I found, for example, she was combative about refunding assessments. You know, ratepayers pay, through their rates, assessments to the Public Service Commission and the Office of the People's Counsel to fund their operations to the tune of millions of dollars a year, and those assessments are held until the case is closed. And when I chaired the committee, I found that there were, if I remember correctly, millions of dollars in assessments sitting in accounts in cases that had seen no activity. And I made a quite a big deal about this. Both the Public Service Commission and the People's Council were resistant to refunding those assessments, and she was combative about it. She wanted to reverse Pepco's divestiture of the power plants in 2002, 2003, 2004, that which had happened in 2000. She resisted efforts to get energy conservation measures. In fact, when Councilmember Che was putting through the, I think it's now called the, well, it's the Sustainable Energy Utility, but originally it was called the Reliable Energy Trust Fund. And we were doing everything we could to get energy conservation measures through and use that in the utility forum. And the People's Council, Betty Noel, was resistant to those efforts because she saw it as increasing what rates that ratepayers would pay, which is a fine point to make as a consumer advocate, but not necessarily in the public interest. Certainly what the council had defined as the public interest was not only do we want reliable service and reasonable rates, but we also want wise, efficient, economical use of energy. And she was hostile to that. She fought efforts to reduce unnecessary spending within her agency. And on issue after issue, she took a take-no-prisoners approach, which may be fine in a rate case, but not in every issue. When she was nominated, I told you my reaction, what my reaction was. And, you know, everybody knows that the issue of, you know, how many cases would she have to recuse herself from, and Madam Chair, you made a point of this, was a big issue. And I remember meeting with her, and she said three cases out of 60 cases, three cases out of 60 cases. Well, that's not very many. In fact, Mr. Graham, I remember at the hearing, you said, well, if it's three cases, that's not a big deal. The special committee that was appointed after the hearing said 41 out of 71 cases. That's a huge difference. And when I met with her after her confirmation hearing, and I said to her, just explain this to me, how could you say three cases, and the special committee, which supports you, said that you were qualified, says it's 41 cases, and she couldn't answer that. It was argumentative. Last night I watched the confirmation hearing. A confirmation hearing, to some extent, is like applying for a job. And when you go into a confirmation hearing, if you have a kind of a judicious sense about you, you don't offend everybody who's going to make the decision. What I saw was an articulate person who was strident, an intelligent person, but who was arrogant, a knowledgeable person, but who was not thoughtful. At the time, Mr. Graham said, animated, I thought some of it was dismissive and a lot of it was combative. And when Councilmember Bowser asked the question at the hearing, can you switch hats, my reaction, which this was fairly long into the hearing, was why would you ask that question unless there was some doubt about it? And that's the issue. I would very much like a consumer-oriented member. But I also want judicial temperament, and I don't think that that's minutia. Judicial temperament includes respectful, listens carefully, is reflective. That's what's missing. When I asked the question, three cases or 41 cases, there was no reflection in there. There was just this immediate attack. The last thing I want to say is I regret, you know, there's always a personal aspect to a nomination, particularly if there's opposition. And I regret that part of it today. I think she is a great advocate, but not for the Public Service Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Mendelson. Councilmember Bowser.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would like to thank you for your work on these issues. I know that you have been very thoughtful and deliberate about what is a very difficult decision, and I would like to associate myself with the comments of Mr. Mendelson, whom, like I think unlike many committees, every member of this committee has chaired this committee and have intimate knowledge with these issues and intimate knowledge with the nominee. I would just like to say at the outset I have great respect for Betty Noel. I'm privileged to represent her on the council, which makes this decision even more difficult. But I did participate in the hearing that Councilmember Alexander held, and I must say I went into the hearing with an open mind, having some doubts going in wondering why, if the mayor wanted to appoint and keep Betty Noel active in utility regulation, he had the ability to appoint a new people's council, and he appointed her deputy. And I wished at that point that he had just appointed Betty Noel, because what she is a consumer advocate. And what the decision that I have to make and all of us have to make is if it's appropriate for a consumer advocate whose name is on all of the quite a number of the cases before the Public Service Commission can then switch, as Mr. Mendelson said, to become impartial judge. Some will say a quasi-judge, but a judge nonetheless. And so that's the question. We hear and we have heard, and Ms. Noel says herself, that our system relies, as she calls it, a three-legged stool. And it's important that each of those legs is strong. And if one of those legs is compromised by impartiality, it calls into question the whole system. And so for those reasons, I just cannot support the nominee moving forward. It is important, and I do think that Mr. Mendelson is right on this count, that we had the opportunity to see if this consumer advocate could become a judge in her hearing, and I don't think many of us were convinced that that would be the case. So like you, Ms. Alexander, I have great regard for Ms. Noel, and I do in no way question her integrity, and I do believe that she would try to fulfill the role if she were appointed, but I have a question about if she would be able to change hats. And you know the slogan, can a leopard really change her spots or his spots? And for me, that's the question that I have to answer, and that's why I cannot support the nominee. And let me just say this finally, Madam Chair, that it's perfectly appropriate in our system of how we work in the council that committees do work of the council and make recommendations to the full council. That's true. But if the committee decides to vote a nominee down or to vote any other matter down in committee, that's legitimate. And that's what I think we're poised to do today. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Bowser. Yeah, I wanted to make a point that we are the first line of defense when it comes to these measures. So I appreciate your comments. Councilmember Graham.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I went into the hearing. I attended the hearing that you chaired, and I went into the hearing. If I'm not mistaken, I announced that I was supporting her. And then we had her performance at the hearing, and it was an off-putting performance. I think her high-handed, lecturing, intemperate manner didn't leave any of us with a particularly good feeling about her ability to participate as a member of the Public Service Commission. And since that, and I said that to her at the time, so this is not a surprise to anybody, I had to remind her at one point of the hearing that we were there in judgment on her confirmation, and that she might be wanting to consider a little different approach. But since the hearing, there have been other factors that have come into play. First and most important is that you have a highly experienced, competent, knowledgeable person for what is a very complex assignment. You know, there have been too many public service commissioners in the District of Columbia and elsewhere who have served as appointees of the industry, the regulated industry, or have come onto the commission without the background, without the expertise to really comprehend the issues. So on that score, she gets the highest marks. I was concerned about the number of recusals that she would have to make if she was appointed. We then received a memo and letter from the Office of the Attorney General, and he appointed, as we all know, three highly qualified individuals, and they included Patricia Worthy, who is a professor of law at Howard University Law School, Agnes Yates, who is a former chairperson of the Public Service Commission, and Thomas D. Morgan, who is the Oppenheim Professor of Antitrust and Trade Regulation Law at George Washington University. And he put to this panel a very simple question, and that question is worthy of repetition today. The question was, can someone who previously served zealously as people's counsel and participated in that capacity in a large number of cases, some of which are still open, can that person serve effectively as a judicious, productive commissioner of the Public Service Commission? This special panel answered as follows. Our answer is an unqualified yes. As explained in the rest of our report, such a person would be required to recuse herself in at least all the open cases in which she participated personally and substantially, but she would be eligible to participate in most other cases pending before the commission. That, for me, is a very important finding of a panel of experts. In addition, she was twice nominated by the mayor. Now, I think there are situations where a mayor would say, well, She wasn't very well received. Upon nominating her, let's think of somebody else. But this mayor determined that he would submit her nomination a second time, which indicates to me a determination, a commitment to this nominee, which cannot be overlooked. Finally, I have been very impressed by the heartfelt, individually drafted messages that I have received on this nomination. I note that Labor, TANAC, have been very supportive of her. There's no question about her being a consumer advocate. But also for me as a ward council member, receiving the number of emails that I have from people who I've worked with in Ward 1, particularly in the solar co-op in Mount Pleasant, who are absolutely convinced that Betty Noel will make the critical difference in terms of these issues as a member of the Public Service Commission, and not getting a whole bunch of routine rote emails sent to me, but instead individually composed, heartfelt messages saying, Jim, vote for her, that after considering all of those aspects of this nomination, I'm going to vote in favor of the Noel nomination today, and I encourage the other members of the committee to do so as well. We have an opportunity here. I think PEPCO is well served. They've got great lawyers. They've got other commissioners who might be more sympathetic to their point of view. The notion of one commissioner who will be so strong in her views as Betty Noel will be is something that I think will have a very positive impact on utility regulation in the District of Columbia. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Graham. Councilmember Che.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's very common for lawyers to change roles. We have many instances where prosecutors become judges, criminal defense attorneys become judges. We even have instances around the country where people who served as general counsels to utilities then served on their public service commissions. When you're a lawyer, you play the role that you are assigned, and you do it zealously. That's our job. So if I'm a prosecutor, I'm going to prosecute. If I'm a defense attorney, I'm going to be a defense attorney. But when I'm a judge, I do take on the hat of a judge. Betty Noel appreciates that entirely and is committed to that entirely. Even if you've had long adversarial representation of one side, that does not disable you of playing the other role. And we have seen it time and time again. The reference to Betty Noel as injudicious strikes me as so off the mark. Yes, she has energy. She has confidence. She's someone who's forthright. But to equate that with being injudicious or intemperate, and I'm going to say something here. I don't usually get into this, but I feel this pretty strongly in this case. Let's not expect, particularly among our women lawyers, that they be meek and retiring. What we want is somebody who's going to raise the metabolism of that commission, somebody who's going to bring to bear the experience, the expertise, yes, and the forthrightness and the enthusiasm and commitment of a Betty Noel. That's not intemperate. That's not injudicious. That's someone who we need on that commission. Now, about the matter of recusals and the number of cases, all of this has to be put in context. Given the time between the Attorney General's letter and the report, there have been now 10 further cases closed by the Public Service Commission, so that now less than half of those cases would involve situations potentially the basis for recusal. So those numbers have changed. Elena Kagan, who served Solicitor General of the United States, has had to recuse herself from over half of the current cases before the Supreme Court. Elena Kagan is going to be in history a great justice of the United States Supreme Court. But let's put even those numbers about you know, half of the 50 cases in context. Those numbers will diminish over time. That's number one. Number two, we have to consider how the Public Service Commission manages its docket. It keeps open cases under generic labels, even though they're different cases. So if they have a matter involving reliability in 1979, a matter involving reliability in 2012 is going to be put in the same docket as, quote, unquote, an open case. The commission has been criticized by the Court of Appeals on more than one occasion for this bizarre system of managing their docket. That has to be changed, but that distorts what we're really talking about. Moreover, the consequences of having Betty Noel on the commission and having to recuse herself would be quite modest. Because if you look historically, the commission tends to act out of consensus. Not only that, we're looking at the quasi-judicial activities of the Public Service Commission. They do a lot more, where we're not talking about recusal. Rulemaking, administration, they serve as administrators of the renewable energy portfolio, license issuance, investigations, things of that nature. The idea that there's going to be some great area where Betty Noel will not be earning her salary, let me tell you, Betty Noel will earn her salary better than any member of the commission currently or in the recent past that I'm aware of. Betty Noel will use her managerial expertise as well as her other expertise to get them to move. They are slow and plodding, inefficient, and I think she will more than earn her keep. What's behind this objection to Betty Noel? You know, you can say, oh, you know, her performance at the hearing, I thought she should have been more deferential or meek. You can say there'll be these cases where she has to recuse herself. What's really behind this is PEPCO. PEPCO wants another puppet on the commission. The current commission is captured by PEPCO. They want someone who's compliant and weak. They want puppy dogs. You compare our current commission to, let's say, even Montgomery County with what they do, they should be ashamed. Betty Noel is nobody's puppet, and PEPCO knows it. And that's what's behind all of this. So I'm going to vote to support this nomination. I can read the tea leaves, too. I see where it's going. And I think it's extremely unfortunate for the public. It's really beneficial for PEPCO. Extremely unfortunate for the public that some person of this quality, of this energy, with this consumer advocacy background is not going to be on our commission. So I will vote for her, and I regret that the other members will not. Except for my good colleague, Jim Grant.
And I wanted to make a note, Councilmember Che, if you could cite the case in the Court of Appeals that ruled that decision, one. And secondly, in all fairness,
I'll
let
get
me
both
just,
cases, actually.
Thank you. Let me just note that PEPCO, or the electric, is not the only utility that the Public Service Commission deals with. So PEPCO is not the ruler. Certainly of my life or of the Public Service Commission. They regulate, as I stated earlier, electric service, gas, as well as phone service. So I just wanted to make that
clear. Are any of the other utilities opposing her nomination?
I just wanted to make that clear.
No, they're not. Washington Gas, Verizon.
And now I would like to call for the vote. I move both the committee report and the committee print with leave for staff to make technical or editorial changes. All in favor?
Madam Chair, just a clarification.
This is on the approval.
The motion is to approve.
Yes. Okay. All in favor?
Madam Chair, may I have a roll call on this?
Yes. Council Member Yvette Alexander? No. Council Member Graham?
Yes.
Council Member Mendelson?
No.
Council Member Bowser?
No.
Council Member Che?
Yes.
The noes have it. If there is no other business to come before the committee today, this meeting is now adjourned at 2:40 p.m.